Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. It's been 2 months since music icon Prince was found dead at his Paisley Park complex. State medical examiners say he died of an overdose of the synthetic opioid fentanyl. But not much more is known about why he was taking the drug, how he got it, or who administered it to him. This week, we'll talk with VOA Soul Lounge host Shauna Renee about what we know about the musician's death. We'll also talk to a medical expert about fentanyl and how opioids are used and abused in our country. Prince, fentanyl, and the opioid epidemic this week on American Cafe. It's been 2 months since Prince Rogers Nelson was found unresponsive in his Paisley Park, Minnesota complex. A medical examiner's report earlier this month said that the entertainer died from self-administered fentanyl. The report has left those who knew and loved Prince with many questions. How did he get the drug? Why was he taking it? Did he mix it with other drugs? What kind of pain was he treating? To get some perspective on the artist's death, I spoke with VOA Soul Lounge host Shauna Renee about Prince.
All we know for a fact is that Prince died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl. Now, we do not know if he was taking fentanyl on a regular basis. We do not know if he was taking it for what we've been hearing about, like this alleged hip pain that he was having, or any other pain that he was having. We don't know if there were any other drugs in his body. And this is because the state of Minnesota, where Prince lived and died, does not release details of autopsy reports to the public. So right now, only his doctors and the next of kin, and we're still not sure who that is because there's a lot of speculation, controversy around who his next of kin is, but only these people know the details of the autopsy report that would say, okay, he had this in his body, he had, you know, this substance in his body, he had a heart condition, hip condition. We do also know that he had a couple of scars on his body, but we're hearing that those were from surgeries, hip surgery and a knee surgery. And other than that, anything that we're hearing beyond the accidental overdose is purely speculation.
And the drug that we're talking about, fentanyl, is an opiate, but it's a synthetic opiate. It's a man-made drug. I understand now in some circles that people will mix this drug, which is purported to be about 50 to 100 times more powerful than heroin.
Yeah.
They will mix it with cocaine, which if it's heroin, that's a speedball.
Mm.
But Prince was not known. He was known for the exact opposite lifestyle, being, you know, a Jehovah's Witness and not, you know, eating things that are bad for you and, you know, getting plenty of sleep. And he didn't have an alcohol problem. He didn't have any evidence of drug abuse in his life at all, as far as I know, right?
No, as far as we know, you're absolutely right. We've not heard anything. And his friends, some of his closest friends, have come out to say, we don't know of this Prince that you speak, this guy that could possibly have been addicted to anything. So again, I think it's very important to say that though he did die of an overdose, that could mean that he mixed the fentanyl with another painkiller that he was on for whatever reason. It doesn't necessarily mean that he took too much of it alone, and it doesn't mean that there was another type of illegal, illicit drug in his system.
So what exactly is fentanyl, and why do people get it? To find out, I spoke with Dr. Joseph Pergolizzi. He's an internationally recognized expert in pain medicine, anesthesia, internal medicine, and clinical research. He also serves as an assistant professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. In addition, he serves as the steering committee member of the FDA's Safe Use Initiative. We started with the basics. What is an opioid drug, and why are people given them?
Very commonly, we use them in situations where we're going to have moderate to severe pain. An example may be after you've had a surgical procedure or after you've had an acute injury. And commonly, these drugs are also used in appropriate patients that might have chronic painful conditions whereby other types of remedies have not found to be useful in the management of a patient's pain.
The drug found in Prince's system, fentanyl, is a synthetic opioid. Dr. Pergolizzi says that fentanyl, which is reputed to be 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, is only given to certain people for certain conditions.
This is a drug that is commonly used as an injectable during surgical procedures. We also use this drug when we deliver it transdermally through a patch. And these patches are used sometimes for patients who have cancer pain and sometimes non-cancer pain that is not been adequately dealt with other types of medications.
But he emphasized that this drug and other opioids such as OxyContin and Vicodin are not intended for long-term use because of the dangers of dependence and because of diversion, patients giving the drugs to someone who doesn't have a prescription.
They are effective for severe pain and moderate to severe pain, but they have to be prescribed appropriately. And that's where we are trying to educate practitioners and patients on what the appropriate type of situations would be to prescribe these medications in.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that opioids killed more than 24,000 Americans in 2014. Deaths from synthetic opioids like fentanyl and tramadol increased nearly 80% between 2013 and 2014. A CDC report found that the rise of deaths is linked to an increased number of police reports of illegally manufactured fentanyl. The drug can also be mixed with street heroin, and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says even antidotes given to patients aren't reversing its effects. So what do you think about this issue? Are you a Prince fan? What do you feel could have or should have been done to prevent his death? Let us know by logging on to our Facebook pages. That's either VOA Now or VOA American Cafe. If you're on Twitter, send me a tweet at David_DBird. That's B-Y-R-D. And until next time, I'm David Byrd at the American Cafe.